especially for our visitors. I just want to remind you, during the summer months, we're doing a brief time of catechesis. We don't have summer Bible study, so we're doing just a brief instruction in the midst of the divine service. And this summer, we're looking at the table of duties. We went through pastors. We went through hearers of the word, through civil government, and also through citizens, which leads us, actually, then, into the home. The home is the place of all authority, actually, in this world. It's where God's authority begins, is in the home with the Father. So today we're going to look at husbands, husbands in particular. There's an insert for this. It's white. So if you want to turn to that, if you haven't already. And let's confess together from 1 Peter 3 to husbands. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. All right, we'll go to the next one in a minute. Husbands, you see that circle. What is a husband? What do you think, Gabriel?
A dad?
Oh, not necessarily a dad. What do you think, Luke? No? How about you, Ari? Do you know? Somebody who loves you. Somebody who's married to a girl. That's right. That's right. A wife. Right. So a husband's someone who's been joined in marriage to another, to his wife. Okay? So that's what a husband is. Now, what does a husband do? You said loves, right? Okay, that's good. Loves and does what else? What's another word? Helps, supports, you might say serves too, right? Yeah, exactly. And God tells us in Ephesians 5, which isn't here, that marriage, he gives marriage, husband and wife, as a picture of something that was to come, that came in the New Testament. And do you remember what that was? What is the marriage of husband and wife to look like, to teach us about? Yeah, Christ in the church. That's right. All right. So we can learn a lot about what it means to be a dutiful husband or a faithful husband from what Christ does for the church. And there also the wife, we'll learn next week, or not next week because I won't be here the week. Is it the week after? The week after that? I don't even know. I'm gone so much this summer. I don't even know what time it is. Okay. That's 5 to 10. Okay. So we'll learn about the wife, how the wife then is related to her husband by how the church relates to Christ. Okay? So today, Christ to the church. What did Christ do for the church? Yeah, he laid down his life for her. And he loves, that's how he loved her. That's how he served her. That's how he cares for her. And even does that today, provides for you. So also husbands, by definition, and Christ is the definition of what it means to be a faithful husband, is one who cares for, is willing to even give his life for, sacrifice himself for his spouse. Okay, for his wife. But that doesn't mean it's easy. And there's quite a few husbands here and no better than to say, oh, it's an easy job, right? Not at all. So here Peter has to give some instruction to help us out. Husbands, in the same way, do what? Be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner. Okay. Let's first look at the weaker partner. You see that circle? Now, I know we don't like to hear this. Maybe the women don't. The feminist movement has kind of made us sensitive to not calling someone weak. Everyone's equal, all right, in the world. But in the way that God has told us the world is ordered, this isn't true. There's actually an ordering of creation, right? And we've talked about that with government. Government is in authority over you. Pastors are in authority over the hearers of the word, right? Okay. So in the home, scriptures teach that the husband is the head. Who said that? Somebody earlier. It's the head of the household. I think that was, yeah. And that means then the wife is where?
Under him.
Yeah, part of the body. So that makes her in a position of weakness. Why? Not because she's physically less strong or mentally less strong or emotionally less strong. What is it really about? If she's under the head, then she submits to him. And that puts her at a disadvantage, doesn't it? Potentially. Right? So Peter's telling us, your wife is in a position where she listens to you. So She is to listen to you, or to respect you, honor you as the head of the household. So don't take advantage of it, right? Be considerate. Be considerate as to what? Understand, to respect the position that your wife's in the home. That office of submission, we might even say. We'll learn about that next week. Don't take advantage of her. But also, treat them with respect. All right? Now, why do we treat them with respect? That's the next bit. As heirs with you of the gracious gift of life. Okay, so while on earth, there is this ordering of creation, this hierarchy, right? You know, we have government and authority over the citizens. We have pastor and authority in the church. We have husbands and authority in the home. And it seems like things are unequal. Those things are ordered by God for the benefit of all, so that there is, so that our society is preserved, that we have caring and respectful homes, and that our churches are not a place of chaos either, right? That is very clear where who is to preach and who is to teach and who is to serve, okay? But in regards to faith, in regards to salvation, is that true? Is there a hierarchy in heaven? Somebody get the higher seat and somebody get the lower seat?
No.
No, and there's Jesus had to argue with the disciples about this. Oh, Lord, I want to sit at your right and at your left, right? The disciples said that. And he says, no, be a servant, you know? Just as Jesus himself gives the parable where he takes the lower seat, right? After he saw that the Pharisees were taking the places of honor, right? So in terms of salvation, all are equal. Paul says it this way, right? There is neither, remember, Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, man nor woman, actually. All are equally saved in Christ Jesus our Lord. So because we're both equally, Christians equally saved, equally forgiven, that's why you respect your wife. She's as loved as by God as you are. That position of authority isn't a position of authority in before heaven. It's only here on this earth for the sake of caring for her. Okay. And that's why he says, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Because if you think that to be a husband is to be in charge and to domineer and to, you know, not be like Christ and serve and protect and care for and to give yourself for your spouse, that can cause some problems in marriages, can't it? You know, I think husbands looking around, I bet we could all probably come up with at least one example of when we've done that, maybe even today. And at some point, what happens? You know, you have a fight. You can't even be in the same room with each other, which would prevent you from doing what? Praying with each other, right? So it would hinder your prayers. Prayer is hindered when we think of ourselves in terms of authority structure and not in terms of equally saved. All the prayers are valid here in this church. You have a prayer. You want to make a prayer request? Ari, she's a child. She can make a prayer request. We pray in the church, okay? All right. Let's look at the next one. This is from Colossians, St. Paul writing to Colossae. Say it together with me. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. All right, we've talked about what it means to love your wives, right? To love like who loves who? Ephesians 5. As Christ loves the church, right? Sacrificial love, giving yourself completely for the sake of your wife. So, do not be harsh with them. What do you think he's getting at there? What are some ways that you could be harsh with your spouse? As a husband to a wife especially. What do you think? Examples? It's just, you can be this way with anybody. It's not just husband to wife. What are some harsh things? Harsh word, right? Yeah, words are a big one, right? In particular words, you know. We don't have to give any examples. Could be harsh. What about... If your wife has a weakness, personality trait, that's we might call a personality flaw. Is that true? Does anybody have those? Okay, I can't think of any. I'm not going to make an example, Anne. Don't worry. All right, so what are you to do? You know that that's something that annoys you or bothers you, but what are you to do? Does Christ tolerate all of our flaws, our foibles, and our messes? Yes, he loves us to an end, loves us despite our faults. So the same with the wife. Don't be harsh, you know, don't make a big deal out of it. Be merciful, compassionate, just as Christ is for you. But more than anything, spiritually speaking, the husband is also the spiritual caregiver for his wife. Which means what? When the wife does wrong, what is he to do? Hold it against her? Yeah, forgive her. Exactly. Just as Christ forgave the church. Right? So forgiveness, mercy, compassion. These are not easy things to do, husbands, are they? No. And this is why, you know, like today, we heard about Christ feeding his church with living bread. To give us, you know, forgiveness of sins first, so that we can forgive others. To show us mercy and kindness, like he did in the parable. To teach us that he does take care of us, so that we can take care of others. And husbands especially, to love their wives in the same sort of way. All right. So that's the office of husband. Obviously, husband comes back a little bit when we talk about parents. Right? It used to say to the head of the household, now it says parents, because there are many situations where we have one even here, where there is no husband, and the mom has to accept some of those responsibilities because of the fallenness of our world. Okay. So care for the wife because she is, what do we say? Jesus repeats it. It's said in Genesis by Adam, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. No one would ever hate his own body. Right? So love your wife because she is she's part of you. You've been joined together. Very good. Let us pray together the prayer for husbands at the bottom. O Lord Jesus, by your word and spirit, fashion the men of your church into husbands made in your image, who love their wives and sacrifice themselves for them, even as you gave yourself for us, your bride, the church. Teach them to respect their wives and to treat them with tenderness, compassion, and loving kindness. Deliver them from all pride and arrogance so that they do not take advantage of their wives, but honor them as joint heirs of the gracious gift of life. In your holy name we pray. Amen.